The NFL draft beckons, and with that, we talk about it with our insider from the draft, draft expert, Tony Pauline, joins us once again from draftinsider.net. And Tony, we have talked a lot about wide receivers, about impact players on the offensive side of the ball. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the defense. And this is a defense last year, a lot of change. Good job keeping the point total down. The yards were up, but the point total was down. So now I want some impact on defense. Can you deliver an impact player on 22 in the first round?
Going to be difficult. I think the top defensive players are going to be off the board early. That's why they're impact players. So it's going to be a stretch. You may get a guy who could be good down the road and may contribute as a rookie. I don't think you're going to get an impact player where you're selecting around one.
All right, let's talk about a couple of positions. What if I want a big developmental type nose tackle? And I think the Eagles like Benny Logan a lot, but you can never have somebody and you can never have too much depth there. Give me somebody, maybe rounds 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, let's go rounds 4 or 5. Ryan Carruthers of Arkansas State, 335 pounds, 6'2". I mean, your classic nose tackle, but he's relatively athletic. He's not just a guy who basically can't move in the middle of the field and occupy blocks. He gets down the line of scrimmage and he makes plays. So Carruthers of Arkansas State's a guy who's going to go that third day of the draft, who fits that mold. The other guy would be Zach Kerr from right down the road here at University of Delaware. A little bit smaller, 316 pounds, but a terrific athlete, a guy who can hold the point, but also get outside the box, get to the flanks to chase the ball carrier. A guy who may need some time, because he's got to get a little bit stronger, but that's someone to think about.
I will be thinking about that on days 2 and 3 of the draft. We'll be talking to you up in New York as well. How about the outside pass rusher? Now, the Eagles put Trent Cole there. He came on strong last year. Maybe looking for a little bit of youth. Is there a player outside of the top of the draft that you might be able to develop quickly?
Marcus Smith of Louisville is a guy to think about in the second, third round. Sort of like Trent Cole in the sense that he was a defensive end in college, but is going to stand up over tackle at the next level, has got a lot of natural pass rushing skills. Another guy in that area, DeMarcus Lawrence of Boise State. Terrific athlete, natural pass rusher, can play in the ground at three-point stance, also stand up outside linebacker in a 3-4. That's somebody to remember.
All right, Tony, and safety has been a conversation piece for Eagles fans for years and years, and we know that Clinton Ha-Ha Dix is somebody who's going to go, or what's his name? Ha-Ha Clinton Dix?
It's Clinton, Hassan Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
What is the name?
His real name is Hassan. I have a difficult time calling a grown man Ha-Ha. His real name is Hassan Clinton Dix.
I did not know that. Thank you for telling me. We've got him. We've got Pryor. Ward is moving up the list a bit here. Any of those available at 22?
I think both Clinton Dix and Pryor will be available at 22.
Really? Now, I thought Clinton Dix early on in all this mock talk was a top 10 pick. No,
he never was. He's not an elite safety. He's not one of those game changers. He's very good in a class of rather poor safeties, which is why he may be overdrafted. I still think he should be available when the Eagles select. That's where I project him as. I mean, somebody may reach because they want a safety and they want to grab a guy quick. Jimmy Ward's not a first rounder. Jimmy Ward is, he's not the athlete, Jimmy Ward of Northern Illinois, but he's a thinking man's football player. He doesn't make mental mistakes. He positions himself to play, to make plays against the ball. He's also played some cornerback, so he's got some versatility to him.
And that's something Chip Kelly likes. Last year, Tony, we looked at Chip Kelly's draft and didn't really know what to expect going in. His first NFL draft, Lane Johnson, athlete, first round. Zach Ertz, athlete, second round. Benny Logan, versatile player up front, third round. Now we have a sense of what Chip Kelly is looking for. So are there characteristics that you can kind of say, if the Eagles coming up here, and we've got a group of players, so you want to go with the most athletic player, the most versatile player? What are we looking for here?
Athlete and speed. I mean, Benny Logan was also a very good athlete. I mean, he wasn't known as a strong defensive lineman, but he's a good athlete. You know, we talked about some receivers in the past, guys like Brandon Cooks who were game breakers. You talked about Hassan Clinton Dix, who's a good athlete. You know, second round, the guys we mentioned, Marcus Smith of Louisville, DeMarcus Lawrence of Boise State, second day players. They're also very good athletes, and they're fast. That's Chip Kelly's MO is speed.
Speed kills, and speed has won for Chip Kelly at the college level. Won for the Eagles in 2013. Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net. We thank you for joining us today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.